Okay, talking head about sex. You know, there are actually rapists existing, standing, lurking in the forest or wherever along the path. Of the poor, unprotected women, which, first of all, shouldn't be possible to happen, but then what kind of idea does such a person, a rapist, have about sex? Making love? Hardly. I think it is, you know, rubbing soft skin and body parts and pleasure of the senses. In other words, I'm not only completely self-centered, egotistic, but also extremely superficial. View on other people. A body which is a material construct. A vehicle, then becomes not that person, I think, because that's not what a rapist looks for, but that source of pleasure. And if there is anywhere down there longing for love, and it's coming from, it's pretty deep down there, because such a person is residing, you know, in the lower talus, lower hells. Obviously, and if you are such a person, if that's your feeling about it, you know, here are my genitals and my whatever, wanting indulgence, and that's all I care for as far as that other person in a female body is concerned. Then you need to take a better look at yourself and ask yourself that question. Do you really, really think that such an attitude will make you happy? Well, beyond that, I have no idea how such people reason. But these are proof, evidence, practical examples of what it means. Seven heavens and the seven hells, the seven virtues and the seven vices. And you know, someone may say, well, hell ain't a bad place to be. But you know, well, then go there. But after some time, how long, how short, I don't know, you will most probably, emphatically, with ample experience, say hell is a bad place to be. Time to get out of here. And in case you are a Christian and you think that heaven is forever, hell is forever, oh, God is merciful. There is no eternal hell. Come on. But it all, the environment we find ourselves in, the world we'll find ourselves in, simply reflects our minds and hearts. That's kind of obvious and natural, isn't it?